Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Breaking up with Linda Mitchell.
I know you said it, girl.
Jimmy
Kimmel. Yeah.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
They want it.
We give, showing others how to live. We care, share, we love all through the land.
They want it.
Well, good evening out there. It is Teller Tuesday, and I have some not-so-good news for you. Stephanie Haynes, the author of The Healing of the Wound, will not be with us this evening. She is a bit under the weather, and you know she likes to be balanced and focused when she brings you all that good information. So we asked her to rest this Tuesday. She'll be back with us next Tuesday. And our topic today was being grateful, and we all have to be grateful out here, especially starting with ourselves. And what I want to tell you for this Teller Tuesday is no matter what the circumstances, you should never concede defeat, never conclude that you have reached a dead end, that everything is finished. You possess a glorious future. And precisely because of that, you must persevere and study. Life is eternal. We need to focus on two existences of the present and the future and not get caught up in the past. We must also have the spirit to begin anew from this moment, to initiate a new struggle each day. And I can tell you we have a lot to be thankful for. Number one, we're standing in line with turkey wings and dressing mixing instead of toilet tissue like we were doing this time last year. We all have to be grateful about that. And I'd like to share with you, you know, when you're out there going into those shopping malls, you know, things have changed. That parking ticket is a little flimsy piece of paper that comes out of that machine and it can get lost in your purse. Keep it in a separate place so you can find it at the end. It is no fun shopping, laughing, finding all that good stuff out there and to get out and have to spend more money to move your car out of that lot. Those tickets are flimsy, just like a little receipt. So again, I'm telling you this, take that little ticket that you pull out of that box when you pull into that parking structure and place it where you can get your hands on it very, very, very quickly. There's no sense in being upset. We have a lot of unvaccinated children, 42% infections are moving out there. We have to continue to stay safe. And I heard that in Michigan, they're overloaded there, all right? So it's still not over. This event is still moving out there. Don't get too comfortable. And a good thing that I heard that I'd like to tell you about is $25 million is being paid to nine victims from that Charlottesville riot back in 2017. That's a good thing. Somebody is getting some money. And another thing that brought a smile to my face that I'd like to tell you about is the petitions for adoptions are being granted to many, many families out here, families that are opening up their hearts and their homes to the children who had nothing, okay? So we have a lot of stuff to be thankful for, all the toy giveaways that are getting ready to happen through Subaru and the fire department. There's a lot of food giveaways. As a matter of fact, I think Inglewood had theirs today. It's just a lot of good things that individuals are doing out there. We want to join this caravan and stay on this caravan. And before we get started with Miss Hayes not coming on, I'm just going to take you down the freeway so that you can travel to Aunt Sue's house in comfort, listen to a little bit of music, and remind you to join the caravan of love. And what we need to do, let us give kindness, let us give smiles, and let us give always, always the love, and be thankful for just being here, and keeping in mind, please, to think about those who have lost family members at this particular time. Give them a call. They're going through it. I mean, they're going through it, okay? Let them know you love them. It's hard. It's very hard. The only thing I've lost over here is probably half of my mind, which I try to keep it and get it back. I haven't lost any family members. I have no idea what that feels like, but guess what? I can just imagine. So pick up the phone. Give them a call. Check on them. No matter if they tell you they're doing okay, you know darn well they're not. They're lying. So say something kind. Give them some love words and send them a smile. If you have a photo or whatever, go knock on the door and run back to the car and just show all those 32s and let them know. Just wanted to swing by and let you know I love you. So, you know, today is Tell It Tuesday. As I said, it's the holidays. We all have something to be thankful for instead of standing in line, holding toilet tissue, and buying disinfectant wipes. It is a change, and a change is coming. We love you here. I'm just going to take you out with some music. Stephanie Haynes will be back with us next Tuesday. And waking up with Linda McShane, we're going to be eating turkey and dressing, and we will be back to tell you what we found out. And that's going to be with Tiffany Jones of Find It Out on Friday. We love you. Just sit back. Be careful out there. Drive comfortably. Be kind. Give a smile and give love. We love you here.
right here, right now. I said
Don't be no fake friends. You got friends out there? They don't have no use for you. They say they're your friends, but they don't have no use for you if they know they can't use you. Okay, don't be that kind of friend. Be a real friend. Friends are far and few. Friends support each other. Friends uplift each other. Friends are there for each other. Friends compliment each other. Keep that in mind, okay? Some people do not know the definition of friends. We got to be thankful that we have wise minds over here, and we keep that blood flowing through our brain cells so we can recognize those fakes. You don't want to waste time, but you still got to play for them, okay? And be thankful that you have met them so you can recognize them when you see them. Hey, believe in yourself. Being thankful, start with you first. Let's keep rolling. Enjoy.
Go!
Come on, baby.
Go!
Do it for me now.
Go.
We're going right.
If nobody's saying that to you, you look in the mirror and say it to yourself, okay? Enjoy your Thanksgiving and be thankful every day. Thanksgiving is every day. Let's all be thankful out there. Keep that smile, love, and kindness. We love you.
Collaborate.
They want to break it up.
We give, showing others how to live.